Legislators on the Illinois House Higher Education Committee recently had the chance to meet someone.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. My name's Jamie Anderson. I'm a senior at the University of Illinois Springfield. I'm from Stillman Valley, Illinois, which is a small town 10 minutes outside of Rockford, Illinois.
Anderson says everyone in her life had told her she'd never make it that far.
Coming from an underprivileged family, I was a ward of the state. I was a foster child for 11 years, and I just didn't have a family to afford for me to come to college.
She says the monetary award program made it possible.
The MAP grant, what does that mean to me? I would not be here today if it wasn't for the MAP grant.
Illinois gives MAP grants to low-income students who don't have to pay them back. But this year, those students were awarded the grants on paper. There's no money to back them up. The funding for them was never authorized. Some schools are fronting the money. Others did, but aren't anymore. They don't have money either. Public universities and community colleges have likewise gone more than half a year without any state funding. Western Illinois University and Eastern are in the midst of layoffs. Come March, Chicago State University says it won't be able to make payroll. Democrats to the rescue. Well, they'd like you to think so anyway.
We all passionately believe that higher education is a critical service in the state of Illinois, and I believe this is the first step to making sure that is funded.
That's Representative Kelly Burke, an Evergreen Park Democrat who's sponsor of legislation that will fund the MAP grants and send millions of dollars to community colleges. It doesn't help four-year universities, though. Democrats use their majorities to pass the higher ed bill out of both the House and the Senate. Republicans fought it, even though colleges and universities are big employers in many GOP districts, meaning as an election nears, they can expect campaign mailers accusing them of not caring. Republican Representative Noreen Hammond of Macomb, where WIU is based, says it's just the opposite.
The response from one of my community college presidents is what rings very true and rings in my mind when she said, "We don't need any more promises without the money." And regrettably, that is exactly what this is.
A promise that can't be kept, Republicans say, because Illinois doesn't have the money. Republicans want Democrats to come on board with their version of a rescue. This one does send money to public universities. The GOP version also gives the governor the power to manage the budget. Democrats don't exactly trust Rauner, so you can imagine that didn't go over well. Representative Lou Lang of Skokie, a top Democrat, called it a way to give Rauner unprecedented king-like powers.
To shift dollars anywhere he wants in the state budget, any way he wants, any whim he has, for any reason whatsoever.
In the meanwhile, lawmakers from both sides have sent press releases touting their role in helping higher education. Republicans for their stalled plan, Democrats for the one on a death march to the governor. And as for students wondering where it leaves them, Republican Representative Dan Brady, whose district is home to Illinois State University, says he doesn't know what's best, to allow students to continue to flounder or to advance legislation, leaving them to think MAP money is coming when really, he says, it's a facade.
Don't play this hoax on students that are waiting for funding on MAP grants. This is unconscionable to do this to those students.
One of them, Jamie Anderson, the UIS senior who told her story to legislators, says she'll graduate this year regardless.
And I'm glad to defeat all the odds that everybody has set against me. And I would really appreciate it if you guys continue to keep the MAP grant funding.
Anderson may be on the way to getting her degree, but she says there are tons of students like her who still need the help. February marks Illinois' eighth month without a budget. I'm Amanda Vinicky.